Chapter 8. The End of the Ghost. When the Persian opened his eyes, he was surprised to find that he was in his own home. As soon as he felt well, he went to Count Philippe's house to see Raoul. The servants informed him that Count Philippe's dead body had been found on the bank of the Opera Lake and that no one had seen Raoul for days. The Persian knew this was Eric's work. The police weren't interested in his story, so the Persian wrote everything down with the intention of giving it to the newspapers. He was just finishing when a visitor arrived. It was Eric. He looked very sick.
"Murderer of Count Philippe! What have you done with his brother and Christine Daae?"
"Count Philippe had a very sad accident. He fell into the lake."
"Liar!"
shouted the Persian. "Forget Count Philippe. I came to tell you that I am going to die."
"Where are Raoul de Chagny and Christine Daae?"
the Persian demanded to know. "I am going to die."
"Raoul and Christine?"
"They are alive," said Eric. He began to be overcome by emotion. "After I brought you here, I went back to my house. Christine was still there. Yes, she was waiting for me. She didn't run away. I heard her say, 'Poor unhappy Eric,' and she took my hand. Then I knew I had to let her go. I told her to go to Raoul. They went to get married."
Eric's emotion moved the Persian. The monster went on. He said that he would send the Persian all of Christine Daae's papers and personal items when he felt his own death was close. Lastly, Eric asked the Persian, as soon as he received the promised items, to inform the young couple of his death and to advertise it in the Epoch. 3 weeks later, the Epoch published this notice: "Eric is dead."